Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is December the 26th, 2018. It is a Wednesday, and hope you enjoy, for those of you that celebrate Christmas, hopefully you enjoy Christmas with your family yesterday. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate to give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. For our live show today, the 26th of December 2018. Man, the year is gone by. And so we had a pretty eventful year, and there's going to be some pretty eventful events happening in the future, in my overall opinion. So we're going to try to cover those as much as we can going forward. Today's is a live show, and we're going to jump into it. But before we do that, we're going to jump into some administrative things so that we can get going and make sure the Black Talk Radio Network is here in the future. Everyone, please continue to support, or if you haven't supported yet, by giving a monetary donation and making a donation to Black Talk Radio Network, please do that. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt there. Give some of your financial energy. Give some cash, so that this network can stay on air, meet all of its obligations, and be able to stay on air and to continue to bring to you what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant by way of the radio waves in the shows. So please do that. And you can also support the network by being a part of its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And you could do that by going to www.btrcommunity or on the home website for Black Talk Radio Network. Look for the capital B in the white lettering with the black background. Hit that. Give some of your finance. Become a member. You don't have to worry about someone actually selling your identity to anyone else, or just the overall adverse parts of being on the mainstream Fed book pages where your identity is being compromised and the people that you care about and everyone around you is all being actually put together in a algorithm to be used against you and everyone else. So don't engage in that. Come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post information. It's the only place that I will post information. So please do that, and I will support the network. Also, everyone, please go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint, and check out what's in inventory and then exchange your cash for real money, okay? But before you do that, I want you to email info@prosperitymint.com, tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. I told you to chime in, and then they will get in contact with you. When they're going to ask you to leave a number or a time in which you can call or connect with them because they just want to make sure that you understand how the buying process of acquiring precious metals can be. Just because we are paid a slave's wage doesn't mean that we need to save as a slave. We should be saving as a king and a queen and as a lady and a gentleman. Silver for kings and queens, gold for ladies and gentlemen. And so very, very, very important that you do that. Okay? So let's do that because things are definitely going into an economic real collapse scenario that is going to really harm a lot of people here. So, and today's show is somewhat going to be based around that. So we have a full show for you today. And on the 26th, today's topic is the sphere of evil. Hibernial evil is around the corner. Didn't put that other part in. So that is what today's show is going to be. And so we're going to jump into what's in the news, and then we'll get into the show at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and we'd love to hear from you today. All right, so here we go. Let me see. Let me get set up here. First posting that we have there is going to be a YouTube video, and I'm going to play this YouTube, ask Scotty to play this YouTube video just for a little bit later, and it was about what the Steve Mnuchin, this Treasury Secretary, did over the weekend on Sunday. Significant, very, very significant, and what it was that he called the six major banks in the U.S. to make sure that they had the liquidity. Why would you do that? Because something is on the horizon that is huge. So check out that. Then there was from a Twitter post, U.S. Department of Treasury, official Office of Public Affairs, that says Secretary Mnuchin. Let's see. Oh, shoot. Convey individual calls with CEOs of the nation's six largest banks. Let me see if I can pull this up so I can read it to you real quick. And I'm just going to read the first part because we're going to come back and talk about it. Washington, Secretary Mnuchin conducted a series of calls today, and that was on Sunday, with the CEOs of the nation's six largest banks, Bank of America, Citi, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo. The CEOs confirmed that they had ample liquidity available for lending to consumers, business markets, and other markets operations, and also confirmed that they had not experienced any clearance of margin issues and that the market continued to function properly. There's a reason for this. Major, major, major economic problems coming to the U.S., and these are the signs. Because guess what? You wouldn't make this call or do this. We're going to cover some of this, so we'll come back to that. So check out that. Next article. Got this one from Bloomberg, and it says, traders don't need Steve Mnuchin to tell them stocks are in trouble. And you all should know that you don't need Steve Mnuchin at all to tell you that the everyday person's economy is in trouble. So check out that. I haven't checked where the market is now because the market is really no indication of the economy, but it is an indication of individuals, some very significant to individuals pension-wise, and that is very, very important. So let me just take a look real quickly, see what's happening. And I anticipate some major, 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 major events economically happening. So Dow gives back 200 points. 200 points gained as Wall Street wild ride continues. So guess the market is still doing what it's been doing, and it's severely going into a bear market. But I think it's far, far worse. It's signaling major, major, major displacement. So want you to be prepared for that. So check that article out, and we'll come back to that a little bit later. Next article, this one was from got this from Telling Twitten as well, and this one was from on Friday. There was a resolution inside of the Ukrainian parliament, which is the actual equivalent to the U.S. Congress. It was a drafted resolution on the appeal of the parliament to the president of the Ukraine regarding declaration of war, the breakdown of diplomacy relationship, and the secession of transportation links with the Russian Federation. Basically, they're putting into their overall parliament a mandate to declare war against Russia, and that is going to drag the U.S. into the war with Russia. And this is, haven't seen this at this magnitude in my whole life. And this is a very, very significant event, not been carried on mainstream media, not been carried and told to many people, but this happened on Friday, on the 21st, that resolution was put into place. Where it's going to go, I'm trying to keep up with it to see what's happening, but I know that the overall the Black Sea and the Ukraine and Crimea, that is going to be a very, very contentious battle place where it's going to be military engagement, and I anticipate that happening. I expected it to happen yesterday as well, but I definitely see that this is happening going into the new year. And it's going to continue to develop and get much, much worse, because this is what the signals of the bankers are. They are ready, and they want to create a war. And so all wars are bankers' war. It will definitely happen. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from RT International. Ukrainian officials invite British warship to cross the Kerch Strait and see how Russia reacts. This is where it's going to be the battle, everyone, here, right here. And it is definitely happening. Some of these articles are a little bit older, a week old, because I was away, but still needed to put these in place. Next article from RT International. Why Trump's peace signal in Syria could see U.S. clash with Russia in the Ukraine. Check out that article. Next article from Indian Punchline. India Punchline. Putin warns against misadventures. Excuse me. Putin warns U.S. against misadventures. The celebrity figurehead, Russian President Vladimir Putin, addressed the expanding meeting of his defense ministry board in Moscow on December the 18th, standing out as a tour of the horizons, the global strategical balance. The speech must be seen against the backdrop. Let's see, what is going on here? The speech must be seen against the backdrop of the free fall in the U.S.-Russian relationship and the buildup of NATO infrastructure on the Russian western border, which they're not going to allow. And it is happening rapidly, and that's going to cause an all-out war on the Russian western borders, and that being the Ukraine. Russia is going to invade the Ukraine relatively soon, and if I was Russia, I would have done it as well. But they're being more patient. They know that they could do it in being prepared for the ramifications of that, but they're going to have to do it. They're not going to allow the Ukraine to become part of NATO, nor Georgia, nor are they going to allow the U.S. or NATO to continue to put assets and forces in that overall region. They will preemptively strike. So, and then with the Ukraine now having a resolution in their parliament to declare war against Russia, Russia can say, well, that is gives us all the reason to take preemptive strikes against you right away before you do that. So this is telling. Actually, when you have a declaration of war, that is actually the first strike. So they've already done it. So check out that. Next article from Sputnik News. Mattis out. What's the real reason behind the Pentagon chief's resignation? And so I guess he had first resigned and then was going to take a little while to, but then Trump wanted to get rid of him even quicker. So check that out. We'll see what happens there. So some stuff. We'll talk about that as well. Next article from Business Insider. Trump just decided to pull U.S. troops out of Syria and looking like Afghan may be the next move, which it was. New York Times. U.S. to withdraw about 7,000 troops from Afghanistan, officials say. A lot of movement, asset movement, personnel movements, and The thing about it is, where are they going to land and what's going to happen now is very, 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 very important. Let's see how this plays out. I'm just going to say it is definitely the war of World War III. It's in full motion. Next article from the New York Post. Putin backs Trump's plan to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. Check out that article. Next article from MSN. In Syria and Afghanistan, Trump at odds with his own past views. Check out that article. And it's from an NBC news that put it out about a day ago. Next article from express.co.uk. It's a UK publication. World War III warnings. Ukraine to retaliate after Russia's attacks. We have no alternative, is what the Ukraine say. And they're pushing that agenda big time. Next article from Steve Guinness. Hidden among the furious, synchronized warnings from BIS and IMF. The one that really matters there is BIS. And BIS stands for the Bank of International Settlement. It's the central bank of all central banks. It's one of the four city states in the world. There's four city states in the world. Washington, D.C. But let me just say this. What is a city state? A city state is actually a city with inside a country that does not have the same constitution, policies, or governing of the overall country. Just like Washington, D.C., it has its own jurisdiction and it has its own laws and constitution that are outside of the United States Constitution. A lot of people don't know that. This is why individuals in Washington can't vote for president. They happen to live in Washington, D.C., because it's a part of the city state body, and there's four city states body in the world, Washington, D.C. being one, the Vatican being the other one. The Vatican is in Italy, but it is immune to all Italian laws. It has its own laws, its own governing body, its own constitution, and its own judicial system. So the Vatican. Next one is going to be the City of London. It's in London, but it has its own, just like the other city states, it's its own country within a country. And the other one is BIS, Bank of International Settlement, in Brisbane, Switzerland. It has its own, it's in a country, but it has its own laws. And once you're there, you are no longer in the respective country. You're in that overall city state country. And so that's very, very significant. And the order of it is that the Washington, D.C. is known as the military portion of the city-states, and the Washington, D.C. is going to lose their city-state status and is going to go to Beijing. Beijing will be the new city-state status, and Washington will lose that overall status. Then there's the Vatican, as I said, is known as the soul of the city-state. Then it is the City of London. It's known as the financial hub of the overall city of states. That's why anybody in financials, they know the City of London, and they just call it the city. And then there's BIS, Bank of International Settlement, which is the least known about of all of the city states, but it's the central bank of all central banks. And their overall building looks like a boot for a reason, because that's why they're there, to actually subjugate the whole world. So very, very important. This article will probably carry later in the week. Friday may be important, but the thing is, the synchronized warning from BIS and IMF, the BIS one is very, 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 very significant. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from Citizens Times. Trump signs farm bill making hemp federally legal and boosting a promising North Carolina cash crop and CBD oil as well. Was a part of that overall bill that celebrity figurehead Trump signed last Thursday. So check out that. Next article. Moscow has set up military base in the Caribbean. This comes from Tarsmus. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Syria air defense intercepts missiles near Damascus. Last night, Israel had started to attack multiple sites inside of Syria. They had multiple launches, but they were only effective in a couple of spots compared to all of the I think it was over 55 missiles that they shot into Syria, and Syria was able to only, I think only about seven of them got through and made their way to the overall, to their overall targets. So definitely things are definitely heating up, and that happened yesterday here, Christmas day yesterday. Oops, just lost my space. So that is going to continue. So next article from RT International. Israel engages air defense to intercept anti-aircraft missiles from Syria. So, and then Syria actually shot back into Israel. And over the past week and a half, Vladimir Putin told Netanyahu, if you attack Syria, I've given them the green light to go ahead to attack you as well, to re-engage. So he took that overall, just take it away from Syria. Now Syria will be responding and retaliating in Israel. So check out that article. Next article from Israel Post: airstrikes in Damascus, an embarrassment for the Syrian regime at a critical time. Don't think so. They were able to defend all of the missiles off. Next article. And this is really bad because this whole thing is going to continue to implode. Next article from Sputnik News: Iranian admiral, U.S. will never be allowed in Iranian territorial waters. Same as in the South Sea of China, in the Black Sea. The naval engagement around the world is about to begin. Check out that. Next article from Press TV: Syria air defense system shoots down Israeli missiles. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from the Great Recession blog: something wicked comes this way. Is it the Fed? Is it the president? Is it the Treasury? Check out that article. We'll carry that on Friday as well. Next article, this one comes from J Post, is the Jerusalem Post. U.S. Navy may stop docking in Haifa after Chinese take over the port. There's a port in Israel that the Chinese have taken over, and now they're saying that when that happens, that they won't allow U.S. Naval vessels to dock there. Check out that. And this is in Israel. Check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider: the Ukrainian draft dodgers flood EU and Russia to flee impending war, because there is an impending war, and it is going to be huge. And Ukraine is critical to Europe. When Russia invades, or when there is the military engagement in the Ukraine, the first thing that Russia is going to do is cut off the gas, so the Ukraine can't use that gas, but it's also going to cut the gas off in Europe. So natural gas. So that is going to be a mess, and it is going to lead to to young people in the U.S. military being on the ground fighting there against the Russians and Chinese and all of their allies, Turkey, which is who, in Iran, and everyone. It's going to be a mess, and there's going to be major, major, major casualties on the U.S. side, to the point that the U.S. will lose this war. And that overall, I actually read to you the bipartisan campaign that was put together, the bipartisan committee that was put together to evaluate the overall military readiness of the United States military against Russia or against China. And they said that the U.S. will probably lose that war. Well, they won't be fighting just Russia nor just China. They will be fighting them both. And this was from a committee of senators, Democratic and Republican senators. I posted it before and read what they said was going to happen. And this is stuff that's starting to unfold majorly. So be aware, and be prepared. Check out that article. Next article from Strategic Culture: both leading candidates to replace Mattis are maximum war hawks. We're definitely going to take a look at this. Check out that article. And this one, we'll take a look Thursday or Friday. Just this one was so disturbing. And the reason why we do these shows, so that you all will be properly prepared and take it serious and realize that there is a conspiracy agenda against us all. And this one comes from Lying Like a Fox News: desperate women fleeing Venezuela sell hair, breast milk, and sex to get by. This is disturbing. And I just want us to be as prepared for this as possible, because what's going to happen here is going to make Venezuela look like someone just lost their lunch money or their lunch cash or their lunch allowance. It is going to be far, far worse, because the dynamics of the overall placement of the U.S. economy globally has a much, much larger footprint. And the footprint of this is really the footprint of the World Trade Centers that the U.S. has compared to Venezuela, that just had a small building's footprint. And this is going to be, when as this economy goes the way that is going to be engineered into a crash, it is going to be extremely painful for every single person here. But it will be unbearable for those that are not prepared. So I want you to be as prepared as you possibly can be. Next article comes from Hezbollah. Hezbollah top brass hit by Israeli strike. Check out that article. Next article from RT International. We are coming. Chilling Blackwater ad triggers fear of Trump's to seek to privatize Middle East war. Oof. And this goes along with the other article about who is going to replace Mattis. And we're going to take a look at the two individuals. Oh, man, this is not good at all. So check out that article. Next article from RT International. German foreign minister doesn't want American nukes in his country. And the last article is, this is why I say that gold is for ladies and gentlemen, but silver is for kings and queens. South China Morning Post, Chinese scientist turns copper into gold. Now, let me just stop there. This is nothing new. This has been around for a while. It's called the prodigal stone, and it's actually was first done by in Japan, and just through alchemy, they are able to turn lead in other things into synthetic gold. This is not real gold what these scientists did. It has some of the properties of gold, but it is not gold. It can't do all of the things that gold can do. And in the article, they said it has some of the scientific qualities of silver. Yeah, probably really, really small, but it can never, you can't even make artificial silver. So because the thing about it is that this is very, very important, because it says Chinese scientists turn copper into gold. The process of this is very significant, because this is man-made imitation, just like you have imitation milk, imitation that, imitation this. That's what this stuff is. It's imitation, because it's not naturally made. It's not a living species and have the full properties. This is this is nothing more than cloning. That's what this is. They've cloned gold, but it's not real gold. And so very, very important, it's imitation man-made gold. Man can't make real gold. And if you know where silver and gold comes from, it would make all the sense in the world. And one of the things about doing this is extremely expensive to do it, and the quantities that they get of imitation gold is really, really small. They need a nuclear centrifuging. They need cold fusion. I mean, they need fusion to be able to do this. They need a radioactive reactor to do this. So it's not even cost efficient. So just be aware. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's hilarious. This is why silver is for the king and queen, and gold is for the ladies and gentlemen in debt or the wage of slaves. So,
hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, good morning to you and the listeners.
Good morning, my brother. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you as well and everyone. Listen, what's the purpose of, are they stating a purpose? I didn't catch everything, so I might have missed something. If you said it, please forgive me. What's the purpose of trying to create this imitation gold? Because what came to my mind was, yesterday I came across a video where it was showing you how to extract gold from household electronics and what have you.
Scotty.
So I'm wondering, you know, my question is, are they trying to find a replacement for, you know, using it with electronics instead of using, you know, real gold, as you said, in these electronics?
There it is, Scotty. That's exactly it. And and then the thing is that they're probably going to try to get it to where it's more cost efficient in being able to produce, because they can't produce a lot of it. But this is nothing new. It's been done before. You know, this is, it's alchemy, and it's been done in Japan. So yeah, it's really mainly for those properties, Scotty, and that's exactly it. And it was a keen observation by you. That's exactly what it is. So yeah, they're trying to make it, because they're running, and I'm gonna tell you what the real thing is. They're trying to make silver, because they're consuming silver. They have plenty of gold. They hide everything is around gold, because they don't want people to know about silver. Silver is being consumed. There's a actual, you've heard of the Large Hadron Collider, but there's also something called the ITER, and it's supposed to be able to have a fusion at the same degrees at the sun, but it can only be on for so long. They're doing that for one reason only. The physics are trying to move into the dimensional side of the universe, and you can't do that without silver. And this is why there's going to be a mad rush to the moon, because there's a lot of silver on the moon. And so the real objective here is that they want to try to make some form of silver that they can use, because silver is the most valuable of all the precious metals, because it can't be substituted for anything. You can substitute gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. It's just going to cost you more, and this is an example of that. They made this copper into gold, imitation gold, but it costs so much to do it. And then they give misleading articles where they have a gold bar, and it says, so you make them think that, oh, they can just create as much gold as they want. No, they can't. Absolutely can't. So, but that's the overall reason, is for the industrial use of it, Scotty. Keen observation by you. So, but they can't do silver. That alchemy, they can't do it. And that's why we really do need to, in one of the articles in this, it says the new material created by Sun's lab cannot be used to make fake gold pennies. Its density remains the same as ordinary copper. So very, very, very important. Very, very, very important and significant article. But you got to know about this to see where the overall, what's happening here. It's a deceptive tactic here. So, but check out that article. We'll carry a show on that, because it's pretty unique what's happening there. So that's what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in number, okay? So definitely do that. Let me just see really quickly. Okay, we don't have any calls, so let's get into today's show. Let me post. I want to post something. And Scotty, if you would just play this CNN YouTube article, YouTube video is real short about what happened. Oh, how do I do this? All right, let me find it real quick. About what happened over the weekend. Let me find it real quick. Okay, so I'm going to have to hit it here. Okay, so I'm going to mute this so it doesn't play. Okay, and there's a article for today's show. Uh-oh. Let me see what I messed up on. Oh, wow. Don't tell me. Let me see. I think I messed it up. All right, let me go back. That's not the one I want. One second, you all. There it is. Okay, here. Let me post this article inside the chat room from Scotty. And Scotty, when you get a chance, if you could just play this, is like 6 minutes. And it's very, very significant because we need to definitely have ourselves in a position of ready, because it is definitely, definitely going to be something that can adversely affect us. And this is a YouTube video from Stocks Fall After Steve Mnuchin Makes a Call to the Banks, and wants you to hear. And this is from CNBC. Really naive network.
If the Treasury Secretary of the United States has one job, it definitely includes not injecting more uncertainty into the economy. So then you be the judge now of what Steve Mnuchin just did. After a weekend of check-in calls with CEOs of the country's largest banks, Mnuchin put out a statement and in part said this, that the CEOs confirmed that they have ample liquidity available for lending to consumer, business, markets, and all other market operations. That's great, except for one thing. There wasn't any question that the banks wouldn't be able to meet their obligations, leaving investors and everyone else scratching their heads and wondering, should they now be questioning that? The CEOs themselves reportedly found the whole thing strange, and that is maybe what is happening today in the shortened trading session today. But let's find out, actually. Let's go over to CNN business correspondent Allison Kosick. She's taking a look at that. So, Allison, that's Rana. I'm going to talk to Rana in a second. We're going to go to Allison on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Allison, what are you seeing there?
I'm seeing a lot of investors, Kate, trying to wrap their heads around why Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin made these calls individually, one by one, to these bank CEOs on a Sunday. It's kind of reminiscent during the financial crisis when you had these investment brokers making these liquidity calls on Sunday to preempt the market action on that next Monday. So this is kind of causing some fears here in the market, as you can see playing out here on the Dow down 368 points. If Steve Mnuchin was looking to calm the markets, I would say this was certainly a misfire. CEOs are calling this call totally baffling. They find it puzzling and largely unnecessary because, as they told the secretary, there is no liquidity problem with each of their banks. Now, this can be troublesome for the market because it can cause this panic, because the thinking is, does the Trump administration know that there's something coming that we don't know? So it really amps up that fear that you're seeing play out in the market today. Kate?
That's right, Allison. Thanks so much. We're looking at the New York Stock Exchange. Joining me right now is the aforementioned Rana Faruhar, CNN Global Economic Analyst, also Global Business Columnist and Associate Editor for the Financial Times. It's great to see you, Rana.
Nice to see you.
So the Democratic Senator, Brian Schatz, he loves to take to Twitter to kind of needle the president.
He had
this to say about Mnuchin. It's like if the local Department of Health abruptly calls a news conference to declare the water is safe to drink, because telling people not to panic seems to be the best way to get people to panic.
Absolutely.
I think. Is he overstating this?
No, I don't think he is. Actually, it would be funny if it wasn't tragic. I mean, the one thing we have been sure about is that U.S. banks, big U.S. banks, have gotten their balance sheets in order over the last 10 years. They're actually very safe. So, okay, fact check. Banks are in good shape.
Okay, I told you, stop back checking.
I know. Are we in a post-fact world?
Yes, we are.
Okay, officially. So that's. It is incredibly bizarre that he took that move. I can only think that in light of everything the president has done the last few days, and in particular calling into question Jay Powell and the Fed, that's so destabilizing. So I'm sure Mnuchin is looking for whatever way he can to reassure the market. But the fact is, nobody wants to see the president calling into question what the Fed is doing. The Fed is supposed to be apolitical. There were already going to be plenty of market jitters right now to begin with, by the way. We've known interest rates are going to be going up for some time. We're 10 years into a recovery cycle, which is historically when you start to see slowdowns. So there's the U.S.-China trade issue still bubbling. So there was already going to be turbulence at this period. To create more with this drama is just, it's a crazy thing.
Yeah, so down 350 points.
Yeah.
That is all Steve Mnuchin today, says Rana Faruhar. Let me ask you this. You mentioned Jerome Powell. This is another person that the president seems adding to his list of grievances and that he's angry at right now. Jerome Powell is the Fed chairman. And we've he has been asking his advisors about his legal authority to fire Jerome Powell. He also, the president, just tweeted moments ago about the Fed. The only problem our economy has is the Fed. They don't have a feel for the market. They don't understand necessary trade wars or strong dollars or even Democrat shutdowns over borders. The Fed is like a powerful golfer who can't score because he has no touch. He can't putt.
Well, I love the putting metaphor. I think that tells you that the president wants to be on the green at Mar-a-Lago. But, what's amazing to me about this is that Donald Trump likes to use the stock markets as a proxy for the health of the real economy. That has never been the case, okay? We've been disconnected. The real economy, Main Street and Wall Street, have been disconnected for many, many years. And, in fact, that's one of the reasons that the Fed wants to raise rates right now. They think there's too much froth in the market, that stocks are too high, that there's too much corporate debt. There's record corporate debt, by the way, which is one of the things that they want to deal with. Now, they've also said that they're going to be very data-dependent, that they're going to look at this really carefully. But this was a debate that was happening way before Donald Trump parachuted in and either tried to take credit for the markets or now criticize the Fed for tanking them.
But I do
incorrectly, by the way.
But I do want to ask you, he's asking advisors if he has legal authority. So far, at least they say he does not.
Yeah.
But what, legal authority or not,
yeah,
he could try it.
Yeah.
If he did, what would that do?
That would be a real disaster. I mean, I honestly can't think of anything more apocalyptic for the markets right now than if the president were to really try and push for Powell's removal. If there's been any institution, and we're, by the way, just to step back, we're at a period where there is trust in no institution right
now.
Not in government,
right.
Not in business. You know, media has been hit. But if there is an institution that does have a lot of trust, I think, in many places, it is the central banks of the world. They've done a lot in the last 10 years to bolster the economy. They are apolitical. They're one of the few bodies that can really kind of be above the squabbling that we're seeing not only in Washington but in other capitals around the world. And it's so important right now that that not be compromised.
So stay tuned. Great to see you. Good to see you, Radha. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
On mute. All I could do is just laugh because just before, as soon as it went off, my man Scotty said, "Central banks are the problem," but he didn't say it that way. Man Scotty, could you believe when they said that? The one institution that everyone can trust? Are you kidding me? The central bankers are the reasons. They are the great werewolf. They are the great werewolf. They bring the three forms of death through disease, famine, poverty, and war, the four. And this is ridiculous. Let me just tell you, they talked about drinking the water. No way in the world. This is ridiculous. Let me give you my overall assessment. There is a great displacement that we've been forewarning about for years that we've been on this network and on this show, telling everyone to prepare. And one of the things that I said, that once you start hearing mainstream media start repeating what we talk about, that means that the overall time is quickly approaching. And the ability for everyone to prepare, time is no longer on your side. It has to be priority number one. The Federal Reserve and the central banks of the world are the only real problem, because it's the seat of corruption. It's the seat of subjugation. It is the overall benchmark of sovereignty stealing, controlling of resources to enslave the global population. All wars are bankers' wars. All crashes are bankers' crashes. All jobs pay the bankers. It is the privatized entity of slavery. It always has been throughout history to now. And they give you clues of that throughout history as well. there's a bank known as Chase Bank. It was actually named after an individual that was supposed to have been a slave abolitionist, but he wasn't. He actually invoked the best way for the banks to subjugate people at their overall behesting. He didn't make it up. They gave it to him. And then because of that, they named a bank after him. That bank is known as Chase. And Chase was the Secretary of Treasury for Lincoln. And what he did was that he revolutionized a form of debt payment through a note, through a piece of paper that the whole country would be using. And the banks loved him for it. This is a clear warning of a F8 tornado that's coming. So on Sunday, the celebrity figurehead, Steve Mnuchin, I say call him sometimes Steve Mnuchin, made a phone call, because he's on his Christmas vacation. He made a phone call from his vacation spot in Cabo to the 6 largest banks in the U.S. And remember the article that I put a year and a half ago, that the 6 largest banks told all of the other banks to sell to them now because there's going to be a depositor's drain. She said in the overall article that the banks are healthy, the banks are fine, you don't need to worry about that. She's absolutely right. You don't have to worry about that. She was telling the truth. But see, this is the thing. They're absolutely healthy and absolutely fine because there are leeches on you. But you're not. They create all of the economic crisis, so they will always survive the economic crisis. What they can't survive is our breaking away from our overall, if we walk away from the system and allow it to crumble under its own weight. It needs our participation, the everyday person's participation. With the everyday person's participation, the banks are always healthy. The central banks of the world are always healthy. If you ever want to know who is really making all of the decisions, is by individuals that you've never seen their face, nor do you know their name, but you always are able to feel their overall decision as a heavy weight on your heart, on your spirit, on your soul, and on your body. They are the prevailing wind. You've never seen the wind, but you've never not known its effect. Because it exists. So the banks will do extremely well. In that article that I posted a year and a half ago, it said that the banks, the major banks told the smaller banks, you need to sell to us now and get in line to us before we won't accept bids from you later on, because there is going to be a depositor's drain coming. What is a depositor's drain, ladies and gentlemen? That's a major economic collapse of the everyday person's economy, starting in this state. And all those accounts will be swiped. How they're going to do it, I have my overall assumptions. By cyber attack through overall emission of war, which all wars are bankers' war, gives them plausible deniability. They can say the Russians did it. They can say the Americans did it. They can say this country, that country. But guess what? Your bank account still will be gone. Credit cards gone. Debt still there. How in the world is the debt still going to be? Your debt is still going to remain, but your overall, they won't know where your overall balance went, because the balance was never there. It was always the debt. The debt is your balance. That's why it's denominated in debt notes. So on Sunday, this past Sunday, Mnuchin called the 6 CEOs of the largest banks in the U.S. Bank of America, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo to see if they had ample liquidity available. What is the ample liquidity available? For what and for whom? Well, you see, most people would think that he was calling for you, but he wasn't calling for you at all. He was calling for what? His overall cohort. They never represented you. They never have and never will. They only give the appearance that they represent you, because if their representation was true, the burden, the beast of burden, would never be upon your wrist, upon your ankle, upon your waist, upon your neck, upon our chest, upon our shoulders. The indication was that they're going to go ahead and pull it now. They're going to pull it, and they're going to strategically pull the everyday person's economy. And they're going to come back and say, we had all of the... They're going to come back and talk about, I called them because I wanted to make sure, so we're going to get this under and everything. See, this is plausible deniability, because they're going to create a crisis that's going to turn into a chaotic situation. And that overall chaotic situation, they're going to create a chaotic situation that's going to turn into a crisis. And that crisis is going to be so despondently burdensome that every single person as unprepared is going to be begging for those that actually created the problem to provide them with the solution. And guess what? They're going to say, okay, we'll do that for you. But this is what we're going to need you to do from now on. Now on, there are no more retirements. We've lost that. You're going to have to start saving through investments that we're going to have, and you're going to have to give us everything. Because it's never enough for them. They're going to come back to make people work longer for less.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Scotty, go ahead.
You know, when I saw this news coming out, I was just thinking to myself, and you've said it before, I think, you know, you did a show on it. When I asked you a question about Boyce Watkins' stock investment school, mm-hmm. and what have you, and, you know, just pointing out that that's basically gambling. You know, it's basically sanctioned gambling. And it's a gamble,
right?
Whenever you put your money, you're placing a bet that this stock value is going to rise higher than what you pay for it, so you can cash it in like some chips at the poker table. You know what I'm saying? But
that's right.
I'm thinking to myself now, if you're saying to me that the stock market can be impacted by a person's words, that just tells me you have a very flawed system. Capitalism is a very flawed system. If people can lose millions or billions of dollars just because somebody says something innocuous, like, oh, the banks have the ability to meet their obligations. You know, so I just question, you know, people's critical thinking skills on this. You know, most people just say, oh, you know, they'll just run with it. You know, oh, yo, he said this, and so the stock market crack. Oh, man, give me a break.
Scotty, what you said is so true and so profound, because it's this way. If everything was above board and honest, you take a car for an example. If a car is well maintained, well tuned, well oiled, and the car is in good working condition, just because someone comes with the emotion about the car's color and say, I don't like the car, I don't like the color of that car, would that prohibit that car from starting up and working? No. The same thing with the economy.
Or is that going to make you sell it off?
Exactly. Or if you sell it off, does that change the overall workingness? And that's even a better scenario, Scotty. If you sell it, does that change the overall working ability of the car? Absolutely not. What Scotty is saying is so true. It's all fraud because it's based off of emotion.
Does the color impact the blue book value? You know?
No. Exactly, Scotty. And does the color affect it being able to do what it's supposed to do? Get you from A to B in the design, fashion, and manner that it was created for. What is the color speculative? Meaning speculative means that one person may like it, another person may not like it. They'll put a different value on it. The whole market is speculative because there is no fundamental truth to it. But they tell us to work every day a whole lot and invest in it by way of our pensions and everything else. And they'll promise that it'll be there later on. And then they put in fine print, all principle is subject to market law. Complete setup. There's no fundamental truth to the market. Never has been, and it never will be. The only time that it can really have a fundamental truth is this way and this way only. If I invest in you today, by the end of the month, you're supposed to give me my return. And if you don't perform, I pull out of everything that I have with you. That will be what? Performance-based. Now the car performance supersedes its color. That's not how it works. And it's not hard. Not hard at all. But what they plan on doing is going to be crushing. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Just before we went into the commercial break, we were talking about what happened on Sunday. The Treasury Secretary called the six largest banks and just basically asked them, hey, y'all ready? Okay, here's now. How come all of these, how come those overall, how come that conversation wasn't heard sincerely by the everyday person? How come you have to hear they tell you what they want you to know? How come you don't know what was significant and true in that overall proceeding? See, blind faith is going to continue to kill us, y'all. It's going to continue to kill us. It's an effective way to kill. What happened in that conversation? Well, whatever they told you happened is a lie. What really happened in that conversation is probably it was a gangster's conversation to another gangster. We are about to tax them all. This is what you're going to do. You're ready. All of your stuff is in place. You're ready. And here's the marching orders. We're going to begin here at these events, and this is how it's going to unfold. Oh, we'll just tell them it was this. But see, they're telling you something is wrong without saying it. Why in the world would we ask them to be honest when we look, if we would just be honest, we would know that there's nothing trustworthy that we can have in this system. It's proven itself to be untrustworthy. So we have to be dutifully sincere, tenacious, and have the fortitude to look at things honestly and make decisions from there.
Hey,
we have to be honest.
If I may, to your point, okay, so this dude named Beto O'Rourke, congressman out of Texas that challenged Ted Cruz and lost for his Senate seat, right? So there's been a lot of news of him talking about, oh, these children. And you know, Dave, I've said right here on Tando Radio Show, the way they're treating these migrants is terrible. It's inhumane. It's not just
right.
And what have you. But all of this news coming out about, you know, the little 7-year-old girl died in custody. Now, 8-year-old boy, from what I read, they acted appropriately. You know, the agent saw the kid was sick, took him to the hospital. They gave the kid some amoxicillin and something else. He then started throwing up the next day, took him back to the hospital, and he died. Now, they don't know what he died from. Okay, but you know they're using that to attack Trump's policy of detaining these migrant children, which I've attacked as well. You know, I'm on record for attacking that. But what I said to Beto though was, okay, look, I don't live in Texas. I ain't never heard of you until you ran against Cruz. But I have heard of Dominique Williamson or Wilkins, something like Dominique Williamson is her name. And she gave an interview to Dallas News. She was working for the Texas Department of Justice, and she said that all of these children were having bruises on them. She questioned the guards, and they were saying, oh, if they didn't want nothing bad to happen to them, they bad butt shouldn't have been brought up in here. And not giving them, you know, proper nutrition, just abusing these children. Now, these American children in the justice system. And I asked Beto O'Rourke, hey, have you ever said anything about these children in detention, American children being, you know, abused right there in your state? And of course he hasn't, you know. And then all of these other people, they, you know, that's like in the 72-hour news cycle, all these stories. Again, I'm on record of saying what they're doing to these immigrant children, migrant children, refugee children is wrong. But don't act like you care about them when you really don't. You're using them as a political football. You're not sincere because you don't care. How long have we been pointing out the abuse of children in the adoption system? What's the other one called where they take custody, foster system, and in these detention systems. They're not sincere. They don't care about them children.
No. They use them as collateral and capital and as cattle. And it's despicable because this whole thing is, as you were saying, this whole thing is what did you say 2 weeks ago? It's corruption that's the seed of this problem. That's what is actually our biggest threat. And it's so true. It's so corrupt. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's really important for us to take a stand, take the small steps that will lead to bigger steps. And then now, I'm going to tell you, if you want to go somewhere fast, go by yourself. If you want to get away from this yourself, you can do it. But if you want to have some sustainability, you're going to have to go slow. You're going to have to bring everybody with you. This is why we take the small steps that we're taking. Because it's going to be necessary for us to go far. If we're going to go far, we're going to need everyone. And it's because this is going to continue to happen. You know, the last time that a celebrity figurehead Treasury secretary, as they said in the overall article, last time he called the six major banks was at the top of the American banking collapse in 2008, where the United States was 15 minutes, so they say, was 15 minutes away from going into martial law. Because there was so much capital outflows of the U.S. that they had to stop it. This is going to be far worse than that. Because none of that has been mitigated. Those issues and those problems and that vulnerability has only been expanded even further. And I want you to be prepared. And you should take the steps to prepare. Because lo and behold, when we first got on air, we didn't have all of this way. You know, we have to find things and bring it to you, you know, and there was a measure where people were called, Dave, that's you're just an alarmist and a conspiracy theorist. Well, you got one thing right. I'm actually sounding the alarm for the conspiracy, but you got the rest wrong, for the conspiracy agenda. And this agenda doesn't care if you're ignorant to it or not. It prefers you to be. The most important thing is if you're prepared for their actions, because they are going to swing. They are going to swing. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. That conversation that Mnuchin had with all of the six CEOs was planned, subversive, and intentional. Because they're going to come back and say later on that we were doing the things. This is what we talked about there. The emergency. We knew it was an emergency. We did this and do. We're going and we need to have you all to trust us to get us out of this. We didn't get ourselves into this. It was actually the market or the cyber attack or this or that. But we knew it was coming. We just didn't know when. But now that it's here, we need to mitigate this. We all need to work together. They're going to give you that unity speech. They're going to give you that overall for God and for country and family. They're going to give you all of that because they want to spur that overall Nazi patriotism, that idol worship, so that you will do everything that they say. And they're going to tell you who to pick up a gun and go run against. And they're going to lead you to slaughter. I anticipate that they'll come back and say that they knew that there was going to be a major cyber attack because of what is happening in the Ukraine, South Sea of China, and in Europe, and in the Middle East. That overall contanglement has led to a all-out direct military conflict that includes cyber attacks. And the banks have been hit, and they'll say the smaller banks got hit first, and everybody be running out of there. And they're going to say the big banks are going to be there to save you and everything else. But then they're going to say it was overwhelmed. The banks were overwhelmed, and you'll know that they're overwhelmed because you'll say the same thing as you stand in those bank lines. That is too many people. They possibly can't have enough, and you're right. They never had it from beginning, and they cattled everybody to get in line. The evil in which they plan to display is going to be great. But it's not going to be new. It's going to be new to us. It's been done plenty of times before throughout human history. And it's going to play the song again. So they're going to say that they were planning for this. Remember, Department of Homeland Security just two and a half weeks ago told you to be prepared for 2 weeks. And it said it was your American duty to be prepared. Be prepared for what? Be prepared for what they're going to do and what they're going to be a part of, what they're harboring. All of the signals before Tando Radio Show were still there. We just came on and said, hey, guys, you need to pay attention to this. They're setting everybody up for a bigger trap. Now they're about to completely spring it. And when this overall, in my opinion, I'm just thinking it's going to go that way. I don't know exactly how it's going to go because I'm not privy, because I'm not a part of it. I can definitely see it going from the Ukraine to the South Sea of China to Syria to your credit card, to your ATM, your so-called bank account that ain't yours is theirs. And when they say they got hit, they're going to say they got hit. And the everyday people are going to say we got hit. last thing you ever want. And in 2011, the then director of the of FDIC, her name is her name escapes me right away, but it'll come back to me. Can't remember. Started with a B. I'll remember it later. She was the last lady chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. Remember when you go in a bank that says FDIC, did you ever think about what that what those words mean? Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation? The corporation. It's not a part of the government. The private entity. Have you ever looked at their books? They don't have any cash. Have you looked at their bylaws? Their bylaws say that if there's an economic crisis or a bank collapses, everything else, they don't have to pay the overall depositors for 99 years. And they'll pay it at the overall rate of inflation. What does that mean? You lost $1 million, they only got to pay you 4 cents. This is more than just criminal. It's a plan. It's organized crime. Synchronized crime against the people. But I remember when the FDIC chairman said, austerity will surely come to America. That's the last person you ever want to say and hear them say that. She said, austerity measures are surely coming to the United States. What did the FDIC chairman say? What does that mean? What it basically means is that every dollar that you have in your overall accounts that you've been saving, and it doesn't matter what their form of savings are, retirement is a form of savings. You work, you give it to them, they hold it till later on. Work now, and I promise to pay you later. Sounds like a scam. Because it is. No, if I'm going to work now, you're going to pay me right now. Upon completion is of the overall deal has now been satisfied. It needs to be adjudicated. You work, that exchange from you to what you agreed to work for, once that that energy is given, now you need to exchange some energy back to you. Else you are going to be depleted of energy. That's what she's talking about. What she was saying was that for every dollar you have, it's going to be diminished and relegated back to its intrinsic value of zero. Austerity measures will surely come, meaning you're going to lose everything that you thought that you were entitled to from what you paid for in your labor, and you have nothing now in return for it. That's austerity. And now you have the events that are unfolding now. They're here and they've been here. Key is now plans on getting much, much closer. Let me read it to you. Washington. The banks all confirmed ample liquidity available for lending to customers and to business markets. Let me just say this. The banks haven't been lending to customers, and they haven't been lending to banking institutions, business institutions, business markets. They've been actually getting everything for themselves. Washington, the Secretary Steve Mnuchin conducted a series of calls today, with the CEOs of the nation's largest six banks, Bank of America, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo. The CEOs confirmed that they had ample liquidity available for lending to customers, business markets, and all other markets operations. Also confirmed that they have not experienced any clearance or margin issues. There it is. That's how it's going to collapse. It's called a margin call. Who's going to call the margin? China. In all of their cohorts. It's going to be a margin call. They tell you it's all right there. Goes on. There's going to be a clearance problem. What's the clearance problem? Here's the clearance problem. When they start to try to bring the troops back, the U.S. dollar won't be accepted to get the overall necessary fuel to bring them back. They won't have to be able to pay for the gas that they need to bring them back. That is the worst case. That's a worst case scenario, but that is an example of clearance. Or around the world, people start dropping the dollar, saying we won't use the dollar anymore because we can't. We need to protect ourselves. That's a clearance problem. He says he also confirmed that they have not experienced any clearance or margin issues, because they're going to be experiencing clearance and margin calls, and that the market continues to function properly. Tomorrow, the secretary will convene a call with the president, working group on financial markets, which he chairs, including the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission. He also invited the Office of the Comptroller of Currency and the Federal Deposit of Insurance Corporation to participate as well. These key regulators will discuss coordinated efforts to ensure normal market operations. That's the collapse, y'all. FDIC, the currency, controller of currency. Notice they didn't say money, because they know the difference. The committees of the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Reserve System. Somebody about to get hacked. Goes on. We continue to see strong economic growth in the U.S. economy with robust activities from consumers and businesses. Stop right there. That means you're dead. Because we consume everything. We preserve nothing. That's what an addiction to cash does. That's what an addiction to debt does. It consumes everything. This setup is going to be significant. If I was you, I would take the opportunity to ensure that you have ample food for your family. Have a measure of coins, quarters, nickels, and dimes, and pennies. Have a measure of cash from $1 bills to $20 bills at the most that you can have. Don't take it all there. But you really need to have real money. You need to be exchanging your currency for money while you still can. So that you will save the overall purchasing power of the cash that you do have. because they're going to have everybody lined up. All in the form of idol worship. And they're going to give you the rah-rah speech of us versus them. And the pain will be so great that everyone will be cheering it. It's a real, real setup. So, please, give you some of the solution. Make sure you have the ample necessities of your family. Everybody's family is different. Everybody's circumstances are different. Because this winter is going to be a very cold one. It's going to be an extremely cold one. Cold of weather and cold of heart. And the best way to assess this is to take that assessment. And if it's not, what will you lose? Absolutely not. But thinking that it would be otherwise, what will you lose? Everything. From your sanity to your will. Don't want you to be in that book. Here's what I suggest you do. Have the appropriate necessities for your family. From food, water, medical needs, whatever it is that you need to do. See, we've consumed so much, now we can't get what we need. Or because we have a debt-based economy, we consume so much this way. We consume so much of our energy and we don't get energy in return for it. We work hard and we don't get paid an equal exchange. We don't get paid an asset for an asset. We get paid an asset for a debt. It doesn't matter how much cash you make. None of it is money until you convert it into money. We get paid currency, we don't get paid cash. We get paid currency, we don't get paid money. Everybody is in a money deficit because they pay you in cash. Most people say, I don't have any money, and they think about cash. No, you got plenty of debt. So, take your quarters, nickels, and dimes. Keep them. Very important. Get the food that you need. Exchange what cash you have by the means that you have it for real money. Contact Prosperity Mint. info@ProsperityMint.com. And then put yourself in a position so that when things do go awry, you'll be able to seize on all the opportunities that will come from it. Because when we look back later on and we look back at this and say, oh, now I know what they were saying. And if we didn't do anything about it, if we didn't learn from the last time, the wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. How many times have we learned from experience? This is where the fool can become the wise by doing something different the next time. But if experience continues to kick our butt, because we're full of thought, and we can't afford to be that way. We absolutely can't afford to be that way. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break real quick. Scotty, give me about 3 minutes. When we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. When we come back, we're going to I want to take a look at something that I think is very, very significant in the overall part of this. So we're going to take a look at who is going to be replacing Mattis as the Secretary of War. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
To let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing, cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face you seem stunned, remember me, the one you got your idea from, but soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke, you can't provoke, you can't cope, you should have broke because I ain't no joke, joke.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. In this last 30 minutes of the show, we'd love to hear from you at any time, so make sure you do that. Excuse me, 1 second. Sorry about that. Can't do two things at one time. Oh. All right, so busy. But that's good. Okay, so let's get back into the show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So there's another article, as we were talking about what was happening with the banks and everything else and how that is all set up. Now, there's another article that I want to highlight in this last 30 minutes, and we'll probably have to pick it up. The 2019 and the end of this year is going to be extremely unprecedented and unpredictable. But we do know that, I will say that I'm completely confident that everything ain't going to be all right unless you make things right for yourself. So just want to share that with you. But there's another article, I'm trying to get it up. This is from Strategic Culture. Both leading candidates to replace Mattis are maximum war hawks. So let me get this article to pull up. And it is giving me major problems. Okay, so let me try a different way. Can't get it that way. Go the other way. And I'm going to go the other way. Okay. One second. Bear with me as I try to pull this up. And man, hopefully it's not gone. One second. Wow. The article was taken down? Let me see if I can find it. One second. Okay, so yeah, let me go back to here. It was there. Let me see if I can pull it up there one more time. Maybe it'll work this time. All right, so let me find it. Excuse me. Here we go. And this was, oof, it won't pull up. Oh, wow. Wonder what that's about. Okay, so I'm just going to that makes me want to have this article even more. Why won't it pull up? Everything else pulls up. So, but okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ad-lib what the article said. And there's an article in Strategic Culture. I posted it there. Both leading candidates to replace Mattis are maximum war hawks. And it says that though Mattis' record as Secretary of Defense is far more is far from admirable, there is every indication that the person set to succeed him will be far worse. Mattis retired as Secretary of Defense and paved the way for further escalation in an increasingly unstable world that seems to be inching closer to another major war, and I would say World War III. And some of the individuals that is said to, hopefully this will come up. Let me try it one more time. Nope. It does not want to cooperate. Let me see if one of the other ones will cooperate here. That's disturbing. All right, so some of the other articles on this. But this is very, I need to, let me try to fix this. I mean, it's not anything that I'm doing. Let me just wow, this article does not want to get pulled up. So the two leading individuals that possibly could, that they were alluding to was a, okay, I'm not, it's not bad, so a couple of them aren't working. That this article was alluding to was that it was a congressional member from Arkansas. His name is Cotton. And the significance of this representative, and I would like to, you know, read it verbatim so you can see what he says, but I'll just paraphrase it, is that he and then the other individual to replace the two other was a former retired general that is known as the neocons' go-to general, as they assess it. And you think of John Bolden, when these individuals there. And the senator said that he's very proactive for, he was one of the senators that was telling Iran, you better prepare for war. And he actually has been advocating bombing Iran. So you know where that's going. Bolden, him, and everybody else there. Only going to get worse. And this Now, I will say this. Trump did say, and Scotty and I talked about it, Trump did say he wanted to pull the troops out of Afghanistan. He wanted to bring the troops home. But now, what does that really mean? I am definitely for that. But I'm for disassembling the U.S. offensive military, because they've shown themselves irresponsible to have that. All of the governments have. No need for that. So whenever you have an offensive military, that means you plan on offending. You plan on offending the general stability of peace and tranquility throughout the world, in waging wars against the people of the world under the banner and color of a flag that you tell them represents something else, but the banner and color of the flags mean nothing to you at all, because everything is a business deal. Everything is a subjugation opportunity. You think about it, when a person that is addicted to any substance, they do any and everything to get that substance and hide and try to hide their overall addiction to it as much as they possibly can. They'll even come up with bolsterous lies, blatant lies, and their character will be their character will be bleached away because of that overall addiction. There have been far too many that have been addicted to the power. They love power. They don't know the power of love. So this U.S. congressional member is actually perfect for the overall banker's war. Perfect for what the overall trend and direction has been. We need to be much smarter. And I'm just disappointed that I can't get this article to pull up. And I was able to pull it up earlier, read it, read parts of it, but it was just really, really important that we look at this. So I wouldn't be surprised that the drawdown never happens. I'm going to be surprised in the next coming days, next coming week. And as Israel has started attacking Syria again, the Black Sea is about to explode. The South Sea of China is about to go. The Strait of Hormuz is about to go. All of these things start to happen in place. And there's going to be a draft that is going to be drawn here because of the displacement and the war scenario that is going to unfold here. And then here come the cyber attacks. All of this happening at one time because all of it was covertly put together for it to confuse and to happen just that way. And I just definitely want to make sure that you are of sound mind and as ready for this as you possibly can be. Do you need to be afraid of it? No, absolutely not. None whatsoever. Aware of it? More than aware, we need to be prepared for it. Because I think there's a lot of surprises that's coming down the pipe. In 2019, I think it's going to start off pretty eventful and just continue to build up climactically, weekly and monthly. Hope it doesn't, but it doesn't look like is going the other way. So I'm very interested in seeing what the next event is going to be. And at this point, at this time, you know, a lot of in the past, I had a good feeling about certain things, but I haven't had a good feeling about what could happen next and now, because my overall attention has been diverted to primarily preparing as much as I can now. So I'm really been out of the loop, because I know that is there, you know, coming. One of my benchmarks were actually reached recently, of indication that things are really bad. It wasn't the declaration of war by the Ukraine, though that was expected. But then the thing was, when Cerebrally Naive Network carried that last, what we played for you, that had that clipping, that piece on Mnuchin with the six CEOs, that was a huge benchmark for me. And that benchmark is, they're trying to set up "we told you so" scenario. When they do that, that means that it is upon you and it's going to be fresh in your mind. Because remember, what the overall mass media's job is, to tell you what to think. And that really concerned me. And I anticipate more and more. Fox News is carrying stuff. The other major networks are carrying stuff. So it's just really a matter of, when? And how bad and by how far? But most important is, make sure you get out of the way. We have to. We absolutely have to. So real quick, let me see if this article pulled up, because I really needed to. I didn't want to go to something else. It's too late in the show for me to go to something else in the last 5 minutes. And I hope it goes up. Comes up. No. I should have left it on that page. So, but I'm going to just tell you that they were talking about, and I'll read it later on because it'll come up later. Just talking about this senator that has been such a war hawk, and then the new general, the other general that they want to replace, a retired general. I think he's a little more deadly than the senator, because he's been known as the overall neocon's go-to general. And it looks like they're going to him again, because he knows where the bodies are buried. He knows a significant amount of how to pull the different buttons with this person and that person. But again, they may want a new guy come in that doesn't know, so that they can say, oh, he made major mistakes, he didn't know, be their fall guy, the minion fall guy.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused about something. I had to take a call when we came back from after the break. I'm a bit confused. Are you talking about Mattis replacement?
Yeah.
And what was Mattis? What, over the Pentagon?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 He definitely was. Remember, Obama fired him.
Yeah, Obama fired Mattis in 2015. And see, this goes back to what you were talking about earlier, the sincerity of people. And, you know, why I used the example of Beto acting like he's so concerned about migrant children when he ain't even concerned about children in the state of Texas. So, you know, Roland Martin, who I'm patient with, you know, I like what he's doing. He's finally doing what I've been telling black journalists to do for a long time when they get fired off of network television. Use digital media to start your own company and broadcast. And he's doing that. So I support him in that. But I told him the other day, he tweeted out talking about this new guy, just basically repeating mainstream talking points. This new guy has no foreign policy experience, this, that, and the other. I said, wait a minute, Roland. I said, I support you, bro, but you got to be better than mainstream media. And Roland also told, said, this guy saying something about this guy is a lobbyist, a defense industry lobbyist. I was like, first of all, the new guy, it was the deputy to Mattis, okay? He was a deputy to Mattis.
Right.
So it ain't like he ain't been right there in the thick of things, right? So, it, but then on the defense industry lobbyist criticism, wait a minute. After Obama fired Mattis, Mattis retired not long after and went to work for who? Bro, I had to post a link to opensecrets.org with Mattis' record. And he was a defense lobbyist before Trump, you know, knocked the dust off of him and put him back at the Pentagon. So, again, this is, you know, just being sincere. That doesn't mean that I'm defending Trump. I'm defending the truth. And I'm pointing out hypocrisy.
Right.
So,
So
a lot of this.
And you know what, Scotty?
Yeah.
Scotty, the credibility, because remember, you and I were both extremely critical of Obama.
Right. And here's another thing, though. You know why Mattis was fired by Obama? From what I
read. I forgot the reason. Oh, because he went, it's on the tip of my tongue. What was it, Scotty?
Was talking about earlier, you know, before we came on air. I was saying that Trump actually wanted to withdraw from Syria earlier this year, but Mattis was dragging his feet, making excuses and what have you. But the reason that Obama fired Mattis is because Mattis wants to stay in Syria to launch a wider world war against Iran. He was an Iranian war hawk, so he wasn't on the same page as Obama when Obama, you know, was negotiating that nuclear deal with other nations with Iran to avert a war. So that's why Obama fired him. But, you know, it's just like when George H.W. Bush, you know, died. Now all of a sudden, oh, he's this great hero who's being lauded by the left and the right. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did y'all say all this when Obama fired Mattis for not being with his program? I'm like, the hypocrisy is just sickening and maddening, man. And all the little followers just go right along with the right wing talking points. I don't know if they sincerely believe what's being reported, or you know, they just useful idiots.
Yeah, as you replace the old boss, your old boss just got fired. So meet your new boss. He's the same as your old one. It's. Because that's really how this whole thing really does work, and it's crazy. I hate that this article from strategicculture.org didn't come up. And what it was they saying that both of these guys are maximum war hawk. And I'm going to when it comes up, I'll definitely. And it was one thing that was significant was that this one individual's attachment to one company that was, this company is really, really, really bad. But I don't think it's going to come up today, so we'll carry it tomorrow. So please forgive everyone. I just can't get it up. Some articles from that came up, but this one would not. But I posted it inside of Tando Radio Show's page inside of BTR Community, so you can go there, and if you can pull it up, it is the article that says, and it's tagged as both leading candidates to replace Mattis are maximum war hawks. So check out, that article. Really important one.
One more thing, though, on this. You know, this heralding of all of these longtime military lifers, you know, who do 20 in 30 years, and people are talking about, oh, they won't listen to the generals on the ground and all this and that, like these are such great people. Like I told somebody, generals don't serve on the front line, enlisted men do. So I, you know, I want to hear from the enlisted people, you know. But then I was like, okay, but doesn't the U.S. military have a rape culture? Who's responsible for that rape culture? The leadership, right? So, you know, they just be killing me, man, with praising these criminals.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scotty. And they, you know, and it's significant because they are, you know, they actually, but by the overall, it's the everyday enlisted person has no decision making in any of this stuff. They are actually, they go where they are actually pushed to go. They're actually pushed to go. You know, you got to. And so these individuals aren't tied into to that. The decision-making individuals are the key ones, and they start to make, it's kind of like, you know, when you start to realize that, hey, man, this is bad. I can't do this anymore. Then you have a conscience, a questioning of conscience, and say, no, this isn't what I was about, and I'm not going to do this. But when you get up this high, that means that you had to get real low.
Exactly.
To get that high.
Exactly. And again, they're acting like these people serve on the front lines. And when the last time a general been killed? You know what I'm saying? These people ain't on the front lines, man. They way, 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 way in the back in safety and what have you. So, you know, and then they angling for defense lobbyist jobs once they get out. Yeah, remember I was pushing for that war. Didn't that war make you a lot of money? Yeah, you need to hire me as a lobbyist. You know what I'm saying?
And I got these relationships. And that's what this is. And Scotty, that's spot on, because that's really what the article is really, really about. It's all of the same. So, hey, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Scotty, much love, much respect, everyone. We'll be back on Great Creator Willing tomorrow, and we will be here. Hopefully that article will be up. We'll look at some other stuff very important that we do. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. So much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.